40 years ago today, Cincinnati and much of the country was trying to figure out how a concert by The Who became a tragedy. 11 people were killed during a crush to get into the arena where the group was performing. The band hasn't played Cincinnati since. That's about to change.
So what I want to say is that we'll be there. And having said that, now we'll just have to come.
That's The Who's Peter Townsend telling WCPO-TV that his band is finally returning to the Cincinnati area. Tana Weingartner of member station WVXU reports on how the city is reacting to the news.
It was December 3rd, 1979, and thousands of fans of The Who gathered hours early on a plaza outside Cincinnati's Riverfront Coliseum. John Hutchins was a 17-year-old high school senior skipping school to see one of his favorite bands.
The reason we got down there so early is because of the festival seating. We know it's first come, first serve.
The crowd swelled and pushed, resulting in a crushing wave as only a few doors were opened.
We held off by, just holding ourselves up against doors, against the bars. We did anything we could do just to go ahead and to protect ourselves because, you know, our feet were off the ground at points.
11 people, including three of Hutchins' classmates, died in the ensuing chaos. Within a month, the city outlawed festival seating. But that change wasn't widespread, and concert injuries continue nationwide, with promoters and bands resisting regulation. Paul Wertheimer was Cincinnati's public information officer at the time. He now runs a crowd control consulting firm. Speaking by Skype, he says there's still room for improvement.
It's still a fight for crowd safety at live entertainment events, and the fight is usually against bands, promoters, venues, and others related to the event itself.
The Who band members didn't find out about the deaths until after their concert. They continued their tour, but Pete Townsend says he regrets that decision. He sees this return visit in April as a way to promote healing. John Hutchins already has his ticket.
There's just such a sense of reconciliation with this thing. And I think when you look at the documentary and you hear Pete talk about it, you can just see that there's a sense of relief for him to actually say those words that we're going to come back to Cincinnati.
A portion of the proceeds will benefit a scholarship fund started by Hutchins and others in honor of the 1979 victims. For NPR News, I'm Tana Weingartner in Cincinnati.